Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Ricardo.
How are we doing today?
Pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing fine. So, I love summer. July is my month.
Okay.
It's my birthday.
It is.
Not today, 29th.
Not today.
Not today, no.
No, coming up.
This month.
All
this
right.
Month.
Whew. I got nervous.
I'm telling you.
But I missed
You know
it.
What happens when you miss something with
That's
me.
Right.
Yes.
Well, this is Two Guys and a Gospel. I'm Father Philip Bogacki. I'm the pastor of Christ King and St. Bernard Parishes in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
And Father Ricardo Martin, I'm the pastor at Sacred Heart Parish in Racine, Wisconsin, and also the Vice Chancellor here in the Archdiocese, from whose studios we are recording this podcast.
So here we are. We're going to be looking at the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time as we get here into the stretch of summer. So where am I going to read from?
We're going to continue reading Mark's Gospel, and now we are Mark chapter 6, verses 7 to 13.
Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them.
Great gospel.
It is.
So when I was a child, I was given, I remember from my first communion, there was a card that I got, and it said, "You are everything that you couldn't lose in a shipwreck.
Explain
you are
this.
You are everything. So you are everything that you cannot lose. So clothes, material things, titles, all these things that you could lose." Jesus tells the disciples, the apostles, go as you are, with what you are. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great lesson in this gospel.
That's a really interesting card.
It says many things, but that's one of the things that always jams at me in this gospel.
Well, I think you're right about that. And we see this as so challenging, and it really is, but it shouldn't be. You know, what's most important in life are not the things. In almost no case are they the things, but it's just us as we go forward and we're sent forth. And that's how Jesus sends us, which mm-hmm. is exactly who
yeah.
we are. A lot of things that are really, I think, very powerful about this, kind of not only with just, you know, those things that we have on our back, but Jesus sends out those apostles from right where they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the right moment. You know, they're not perfect people. It's not ideal. Some of them are tired, not in the mood. Some of them have kind of life things going on. But he says, you know what? Right from right where you are, that's where you're being sent. And that's a good reminder to us that we begin that journey of discipleship. We engage in it from today, from right where we are. There's no perfect moment.
One
right
of the things are. That you often say.
Right, right.
It's good to be reminded that, yes, we are disciples, that we are called not to comfort, but this idea of motion that you mentioned also the last time, that Jesus moves completely from one place to another, constantly at this very electric beginning of Mark's gospel. And here you see that he's telling the disciples also to be itinerant disciples that do not get stuck in places. How many times you and I as priests,
right.
how often do we get stuck in situations, in places when we know we shouldn't? Here it says, if people don't listen to you, just shake the dust which is an idiom for the language of that time. Mm-hmm. Just move on. Just move on. Don't get stuck in the mud. Don't get stuck in situations where there is nothing you can do.
Here, you notice this in the way that Jesus calls and sends disciples. And you see it very clearly here, both in the part of Jesus, but also in the instructions that he gives to the apostles. You know what Jesus never says is, stop and ask opinions. Mm-hmm. Or he doesn't say, like, what do you think about this, apostles? He sends very directly. He says, go. You're going to go or you're not going to go. And just go out and do this. And by the way, as you encounter those who are going to have a problem with this, don't dwell too long there. Shake the dust off your feet and just move forward. And mm-hmm. Jesus doesn't ask us our opinions. And I don't mean that in a negative way. What I'm saying is in a very positive sense, Jesus tells us what we need to do. He gives us the tools then when we say yes, and we just move forward. Mm-hmm. What we do is we negotiate. We keep one foot in one place, one in another. And that really is not the call that Jesus is calling us to.
So we know that in Luke's gospel, there is two sendings. This is the sending of the apostles, and then the sending of the 72 or the 72.
Right.
I'm not sure if in Mark's gospel we also have two, but there is something wrong in here. Do you see it? He instructed them to take nothing, blah, blah, blah. He said to them, wherever you enter, and it says, and then they went off and preached repentance.
Yeah.
And it's not what Jesus had told them to do.
Mm-hmm. Interesting point.
He sent them two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits.
Sure.
Which is part of what they do, but they also, it says that they first preach repentance.
So do you think they're not following his instructions?
I don't
perhaps?
Think that totally. That's why they have to send more people later.
Okay.
That's why when they come back, Jesus has to take them apart. I have very clearly what happens in my mind, what happens in Luke's gospel. I'm not sure about Mark, mm-hmm. but there seems to be some issue there.
You said that you have a little bit of a theory that you had heard once about the number two. I know you weren't quite sure. Are you willing
to speculate to look, at least? Yeah, I was trying to look for it in the Old Testament, that the earth is divided among pairs of brothers.
Okay.
And that's why it sends them two by two. Then if you do research now, you will find, because that's what I was trying to do, but I didn't have more time before we started recording, you would find a lot of people saying this two by two, Jesus wants to send them in teams and you need two because then one can correct the other. I'm not sure about New Age theories. I'm a classic. So I think it's a reference to the Old Testament when the whole earth is divided two pairs, and I wish I knew where that is. Maybe I will know next time. Who mm-hmm. knows? But that's the idea.
The pair for me is a reminder of the community life of the church.
Yeah.
To say, you know, we're never sent out to have a relationship with God just one-on-one. It really is in community. And a reminder always, especially as you worship and we go to Mass, you know, we're there to pair up with others in one way or another, to be present to them. But just to say, you know, sometimes I don't need that support, but someone else might need it. Mm-hmm. And often that's just being present in church. It's very, very hard to go to Mass alone, but to know that there's someone else there who's singing and praying and with you. And it's just so very important that we consider the community life of the church. And that's how Jesus always sends the disciples, as you mentioned, Luke's gospel in pairs.
I don't have a lot more to say than this. This idea of discipleship as itinerant disciples, people who are on the move, people, I've always reflected about, disciples do not have all the answers. Disciples are people who are questioning. Disciples are people that find themselves often at crossroads. And this idea of itinerant, and we know the first communities were very itinerant. Bishops were itinerant bishops also, quite different from what we have become, a very territorial church, as we discussed also last week, with territorial parishes, territorial dioceses, and et cetera. So it's an interesting comparison.
So I think this gospel is also a reminder to us as well, who've been maybe lifelong Catholics or involved in the faith, that really the home of our activity should not be the physical parish. That's true for us as priests and for parishioners as well. We chatted a while ago about sometimes parishioners sort of like randomly pop in the office and assume we're going to be there and might be upset that that's not the case. Well, that's not true. You know, we're out in the world, and so should they be out in the world preaching the gospel.
You know, when people do New Year resolutions, one of mine was to spend more time in the office.
Oh, more time. Okay.
I don't like it. And the staff needs you to be there also and to answer questions. And so it's a matter of balance. But I agree with you 100%.
Well, sure. Of course, there's a balance with that as well. But fundamentally, we need to be out in the world and living the faith and practicing the faith. And that's the point here, I think, of Jesus sending us out.
Mm-hmm. So it's a powerful gospel, only six verses, but they say a lot. Let them re-embrace even in the summer months when we all want to spend more time at the pool and outdoors. Let's be reminded once again that we are called to be out, to be disciples, to be preachers of good news, and this spirit of itinerancy, of being on the road.
Well, I think this is good, and it really is my take on the gospel. It's simple and it's direct, and I think that's what's very important.
And that's Mark,
Jesus
mainly.
That's Mark's gospel. So head to Mass this weekend, again, in your neighborhood, or if you're looking for Mass times, if you're traveling on vacation, masstimes.org is a national site. Here in the Milwaukee area, archmill.org.
And as we always say, if you know anybody who would benefit from listening to this podcast, let them know we exist.
All right, so I'll see you next week.
Take care.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.